AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. In the shadow of the Paris terror attacks, several nations are working together even more aggressively now, they say, against the Islamic State group.
Nous avons besoin d'avoir la certitude.
The French and British leaders stood side by side this morning in Paris, Britain's David Cameron saying he wants to send British warplanes over Islamic State group targets in Syria and will ask Parliament for approval.
I firmly support the action that President Hollande has taken to strike ISIL in Syria, and it's my firm conviction that Britain should do so too.
The U.S. is intensifying its targeting of the Islamic State group, says Secretary of State John Kerry. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports from Washington.
Kerry says even before the terror strikes in Paris, the administration was ramping up airstrikes and increasing the aid it gives to Syrian rebels and Kurds battling the militants.
They are going to be defeated, and we're going to do everything in our power to hasten that journey.
Kerry spoke on NBC's Today Show, interviewed from Abu Dhabi, where he's traveling. But he stresses the U.S. and its allies are also moving ahead with diplomatic efforts to end Syria's civil war, whose bloodshed and chaos, he says, helped give rise to the Islamic State group in the first place. Mark Smith at the White House.
Teenaged girls acting as suicide bombers killed 12 people over the weekend in Nigeria and Cameroon. Police blame Boko Haram, the Islamic extremist group. Here at home, there is an auto recall to tell you about. Ford is recalling some 2010 and 2011 Ford Fusion and Mercury Milan sedans. The problem is the gas tank may lead. And turning to Wall Street now, the Dow is down about 6 points. It's been up a little and down a little this morning. This is AP Radio News. Almost 18% of Americans over the age of 65 are still working, according to the government. Experts say many baby boomers are caught between a desire to work less and a labor market that isn't ready to let them go. AP correspondent Shirley Smith in Washington.
The number of aging baby boomers still working has gone up 7% in the last two decades. A Wells Fargo survey said 34% of those 60 and older said they plan to keep working until they die or get too sick to work.
And in Brussels, the city locked down by a terror threat, police are thanking those who use social media for responding to their request not to comment on ongoing raids to avoid tipping off possible suspects. Instead, social media has started posting photos of cats. Cats holding up their paws as if captured or ignoring police warnings to stay away from windows. This morning, the police responded, posting a photo of a dish full of cat food. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.